You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my guest today is Tracy Cooksey with Spray Foam Insulators. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the qualities that the foam brings, and you talked about it's fire retardant, so that really helps. Can you get extra insurance off on that? Because if you have this all in your house becomes less, more fire resistant.
Right. We've had issues where we had a house in, we didn't do it, but the company we buy our foam from had a house in Little Rock, Arkansas. That actually was hit by lightning and caught on fire. The fire department was basically 30 minutes away before they got there. Well, when the fire department got there, the fire was out because the whole house was foamed and it burned the oxygen up in the house and the fire went out. So it's a plus. They talk about a lot of homes in California where they're really prone to forest fires. The spray foam houses aren't burning because they don't have to have a soffit vent. It's a non-vented attic assembly. So the embers are not getting in the attic and catching the attic on fire and then burning the house down. So there's a lot of pluses. Sound is a huge thing.
Cell
foam is great. We have one contractor here in town. I won't mention his name, but he did a big extensive remodel on his house and he put metal roofing on because he wanted to hear it rain. So he'd know I could get up out of bed and go to work or not. Well, it didn't work so well after we foamed it. He couldn't hear the rain at all.
No.
He couldn't hear hail. He couldn't hear anything.
So hail, wow, that's impressive. On a tin roof.
It is very impressive. And that's probably the biggest complaint I have from people that have foam houses is they can't hear from outside. They don't. If somebody pulls in their driveway, they don't hear it. It's a cleaner environment. If you're sitting in your living room ceiling on Sunday morning and you're reading the newspaper before you go to church and you see all those little dust particles, typically, you don't see those in a foam house. And what that is, it's just particles of either fiberglass or cellulose being pushed around by the negative and positive pressures in your house. So with the foam, we don't have that. The ladies don't have to dust as much, which they really like, and it's quiet. So those are all some of the good qualities of foam.
Well, and one of the things you didn't mention, though, that I have also heard, and it makes sense when you talk about the dust particles and stuff, is it's healthier for our breathing.
It is.
Because allergenic, you know,
right,
the hypoallergenic.
We're not letting any of those. Fiberglass has a lot of carcinogens in it. They say it doesn't, but it's a manufactured product. The foam's much cleaner because the only time that it actually off-gasses is the second that we put it in the wall, and it's popping off the wall, and it puts off CO2, carbon dioxide.
And so, and you guys usually have like a fresh air mask on.
Typically, everyone else in the house is fine. Usually, the fumes are gone within 1 to 2 days. I had one contractor here in town. We had really bad weather. We spray foamed his house. It was under drywall. And, of course, when you're finishing drywall, you have to keep heat in. Well, he wouldn't run the furnace because he didn't want the drywall dust getting in his furnace. Well, his salamanders ran out of fuel on a Saturday, but he didn't get back there till Tuesday. He's like, oh, man, this mud's going to be froze. Everything's going to be bad. Well, no, the house when he got back there on Tuesday was 52 degrees. So he was safe. It was fine. It worked.
Because the fiberglass was already doing, or the cellulose was already doing its job insulating the house.
This was in a whole foam house. It was basically a cooler. I think Yeti coolers maybe stole some of my stuff because I've been doing this longer than Yeti coolers have been around. So my big thing is I want to turn your house into a cooler.
And so it keeps the heat in or the cool in.
Doesn't matter.
When I hear cooler at first, I think, oh, you want to keep it like a refrigerator. That's not it. It's whatever it is on the inside, I'm going to keep it the same. So if you like your house at 72, it's going to stay 72.
And we really want it to every room to be the same temperature. That's one thing that a bonus room application where you have that room over the garage, if it was built, you know, 10 years ago, and we didn't spray foam it, more than likely, nobody wants to go up there in the summer, and nobody wants to go up there in the winter because it's too hot. The homes that we're spray foaming and we're doing the bonus room, it's not the HVAC contractor's fault that it can't be heated and cooled, right. Typically. It wasn't insulated properly. Now right. they can heat it and cool it, and they love it. So.
Well, and I was going to say, and I know one of the things we've talked about in the past is basements, and the fact that, like, my house is 25 years old, and in the basement, you go into the basement, it is very much cooler. It's probably 5 to 10 degrees at different times of the year cooler than the rest of the house. And the upstairs is even, 5 to 10 degrees than the middle.
Right.
So you don't have that.
Not with a foam house. We really, once we put the spray foam in it, it's equal temperature throughout all floors. Now, sometimes we'll get into some certain situations where you have on a second story, you have a lot of windows. Then we're just getting solar gain. There's just mm-hmm. not a lot we can
right.
do about that.
Yeah.
But building science has come a lot of ways. A lot of the architects in Bloomington are doing a fantastic job as far as getting things figuring out how to make a house even more energy efficient than mm-hmm. we ever have before.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the energy companies are really pushing for you to build an energy efficient house.
Absolutely.
So, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
I think the more that we can save our natural resources for our kids, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah. And you said that, spray foam is a little bit more expensive than traditional bat foam or bat insulation. However, you're going to make that money back in your utility bills, in the way we're saving our environment. Mostly, dollar-wise, it's going to be utility bills, though.
Right. Typically, I tell people, if you spray foam your house, you're going to pay yourself back in 3 to 5 years.
And that's come a long way, because I know when you first started, it was more like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, 3 to 5 years, we're paying it back. You can actually see it. And now banks are coming around, and they're actually going to start doing the energy-efficient mortgages.
Nice.
Which means there's a lot more to it, paperwork-wise,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
For the contractors and for the HVAC contractors and the insulators. We have to do a blower door test then. They're going to want to see those numbers at the end. You're not going to mm-hmm. They're going to loan you more money on your house if they know that you're only going to be paying $100 a month for your
right.
heating and cooling costs versus $600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
We do Habitat for Humanity houses during the Builders Blitz every year.
Mm-hmm.
Those homes are performing excellent.
I mean,
you can't ask for a better place for us to donate our time and our money. We're giving back to our community.
Absolutely. And those houses do perform well. And those are very energy efficient houses, even with when they put the regular insulation in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But absolutely. I think there's going to come a day where spray foam is going to be the only way people want to do it.
I see it in our lifetime. We'll probably see where fiberglass is only used for sound.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be using it in the exterior of houses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people around town that are trying to get a zero net house
mm-hmm.
With solar panels and
oh yeah,
wind turbines and using foam I think it's a great way to go. Building sciences has came a long way just
mm-hmm.
in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If we expand this much in the next 10 years, I can see almost every house is going to be close to being a zero net house.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think it's just going to – we're going to have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that people know that you can also retrofit this to your house.
We can. There's a lot of homes in downtown Bloomington that were built in the 20s. There is
mm-hmm.
no insulation in these homes. We can come in and do a thing called drill and fill. If it's not a brick exterior, we can do it from the outside. If it's a brick exterior, of course, we have to do it from the inside. There's a little mess. We've done quite a few. I did one where they added 1,000 square feet to the house. It was an add-on, but the old house, they had just put a new high-efficiency gas furnace in, and we started doing the math, and, well, we just had to put a bigger blower on it
mm-hmm.
because we came in and we drilled and filled the old house, and it's like, wow. The homeowner, actually, I sat on jury duty with him, and he says, our gas bill is less now after we've added the 1,000 square feet than it was before.
That's awesome.
Like, that's great. That's
perfect.
What we like to hear.
Well, tell people how they can get a hold of you to talk to you about this.
You can call us at our office at area code 812-340-0949, or you can check us out on the web at sprayfoamguys.com.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Tracy.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
If you missed any part of this show today, you can listen to the podcast on WGCLradio.com or on the FC Tucker Facebook page.